Hello, everyone. Come on in. Let's see. Let me get situated here. All right. There we go. Hello, Sherry. My Sherry. Oh, that song. I'm probably not the first person who sung that to you. How's everybody doing? Okay, let me change my name real quick. I am Coach Betsy, if you don't know me. And we're going to talk about holiday eating prep tonight. I'm so excited. So, all right. So here's how we're going to do this. I'm just going to talk for a few minutes kind of about my thoughts on this whole deal. And I want to talk about a few of the worksheets in the Handling the Holidays course. So who are you, Shops a Lot? I can't remember what your name is, but I know you're always on these calls and you're always so awesome. She says she's ready to handle the holidays like a boss. Stephanie's doing the worksheets right now. Love it. Overachiever. Jean. Yes, Jean. Thank you, Jean. You're always so good on all these calls. Yes, happy early Thanksgiving to everybody. Y'all, I have to be honest. I am not a huge Thanksgiving person. I grew up, bless my mom and my aunt, and I think I was just kind of a picky eater growing up. And my memories of Thanksgiving is like a house that was really hot, and the smells, like they would make the turkey, and I just was not a big, I was never a big turkey person. And I just never liked, there were actually some years where I actually ate a frozen dinner during Thanksgiving dinner. So, It's not my absolute favorite holiday, but here's the deal. It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter because it could be, I'm going to talk about being on vacation last week. It could be vacations. It could be a holiday, you know, a Hanukkah meal. It could be Christmas dinner. It could be just a special occasion like dinner party when we used to have dinner parties, or it could just be a weekend away, right? All of the stuff that we're talking about here, we can absolutely use for any of these special occasions. I mean, we could just kind of they would all fall in that kind of category of special occasion. Ooh, somebody got their swag bag today. I love it for camp. So exciting. So anything that we're talking about today, we can absolutely apply it to any kind of holiday, vacation, all of that kind of stuff, right? And so the way that I want to start this is I was looking at Instagram today, and I'm sure a lot of you all, if you're on Instagram, you follow Corinne, and she was talking about, so she's at the beach right now with her family. And she was talking about how she started the day with a walk, and she had this delicious breakfast, and she posted this pic. Did anybody else see this? Of all this stuff on the table. I don't know if y'all can see, but it's like all these chips and goldfish, and there's my favorite back there, popcorners, potato chips and Lay's, and it looks like some muffins and all kinds of stuff on the table. And here's what she said. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but she said, I'm walking by all this food like a boss this week. My family loves all the things, and that's okay by me. I know what I want this week. Connection to family, not connecting to old, shitty, mindless eating. Here is the key sentence in that post, y'all. I know what I want this week. Do you all know what you want this week? That's what I want to start with on this call. What do you want this week? I want y'all to put in the chat what you want. A lot of you all may not have thought about this. And when I say want, it can be, I want to enjoy a piece of pumpkin pie. I want to enjoy an amazing Thanksgiving dinner. But it can also be, I want to enjoy connecting with my family. I want to enjoy some time away from work. I want to connect with my kids. I want to go shopping, whatever it is, right? So let's see what you all say. Spend time with my family. Enjoy the people, not the food. Time with my kids home from college. Chill, relaxing time. Lots of feelings, right? That's what I want y'all. How do y'all want to feel? Corinne said she wanted to feel connected. How do you want to feel? Because that's why we do anything in life, is to feel. Cherie, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. She wants to be grateful for the family member that you will get to see, right? You want to feel gratitude. I want to be in charge of my eating. So Amy, you want to feel in charge. I want to enjoy the holiday, but not hate myself when I step on the scale. You want to feel love, right, Shawnee? I want to eat normally without feeling bloated at the end of the day. Enjoy cooking. So all of this is what you want. And that is where all of this work has to start. So I was thinking like, okay, how could we do this? So I really want you all to do some journaling and to do some thinking about what do you want this week? And it may just be one sentence. A lot of y'all just put one sentence, but it could be multiple sentences, right? You may want to feel connection. You may want to maintain your weight. You know, it can be thoughts, feelings, and actions of what you want this week. How do you want to be thinking? How do you want to be feeling? And what do you want to be doing? And what I want you all to do, because this call is all about thinking about this week as a whole. I think that's really important too for a lot of you all, because for me, all Thanksgiving is for me this week is one meal on Thursday. I'm going to my mother and father-in-law's house, and we're having one meal, and I'm cooking a little bit ahead of time, but I'm cooking Brussels sprouts and I'm cooking this other thing. And it's just like not doing a ton of, you know, stuff that I need to work on my thoughts around. Right. And so I've got this one meal, but a lot of you all have already started cooking. A lot of you all are going to keep cooking, or you're going to have family come in this week that's bringing food. Some of y'all have kids home from college. They've got food that's in the, you know, y'all got food in the house that isn't normally there, right? We need to get like real about what's really going on this week. And it's not necessarily just Thursday for a lot of you all. So it's thinking about this time as a whole and what you want. So let's say on Sunday, when you're getting ready to go back to work, how do you want to be feeling? What do you want to be thinking about? Do you want to be thinking like, I slayed this. I showed up the way I wanted to. I maybe enjoyed some treats, but I also, you know, I didn't have that bullshit dressing that I don't like just because it was there. And I felt connected to my kids or whatever it was. Okay. So that's another way to kind of think about what you want. Fast forward to Sunday night, and how do you want to be thinking, feeling, and then what do you want to be doing? Okay. So by the way, if anybody wants any coaching on this, I'm going to be on here for about an hour. And so if anybody wants to get coaching on specifically, you know, holiday eating, meal prep, cooking, all that kind of stuff, that's what we're talking about tonight. So just raise your hand if you want to get any coaching. Let me see what everybody else said. I love looking in this chat. I'm going to enjoy being in loungewear for 3 days. Connecting, you want to decorate with the family, and probably Brenda, that brings you some sort of, you know, connection, right? Andy wants to sit through her urges, right? Practice some urges, feeling some urges this weekend. Let's see. I'm not going to go through all of these. Let's see. Feeling more connected. Want to stay healthy, right? Continue avoiding COVID. Tracy, we aren't able to get together with family, so I'm not sure how I feel. Well, I want you to decide. For a lot of you all, what you want this weekend or what you want this week is to feel sad, to feel lonely, to feel disappointed that this Thanksgiving is different than other Thanksgivings, right? I mean, that needs to happen for a lot of you all, because for a lot of y'all right now, you got some shitty thoughts going on. That this is not the Thanksgiving you wanted. That this is not the Thanksgiving you planned. That this whole holiday season is going to be different. And it's time to start feeling the feelings on that. Because what do we do when we don't want to feel something? When we don't want to feel disappointment? When we don't want to feel loneliness? When we don't want to feel sad? A lot of you all were talking about this is your first holiday without a family member. You know, someone who's died. Maybe time to start feeling some grief. Right? And we can't do that if we're overeating. We can't do that if we're checking out. You could give yourself the gift of that this holiday. Right? So it's not necessarily just a big old happy time, necessarily. And that's okay too. I'm going from going to my dad's with 20 people to just me and my husband. Lots of grief. Yeah. Feel it, Rhea. Because otherwise, we're pushing it down. I did a speech the other day with my Toastmasters group about feeling our feelings. And I talked about, you know, and they're not in no BS, right? They don't even know about any of this. And I told him about that concept of the beach ball. And we talk about it a lot, but some of you all may not have heard it if you're new. When you've got, so I like to think of a beach ball as your feelings, right? And think about you're in a swimming pool. When you're feeling your feelings, the beach ball is just floating along the water, right? That's, you're just letting the feelings be there. And maybe you're crying some. Maybe you're journaling. Maybe you're listening to some music, looking at old photos. And you're allowing yourself to feel. And I'm not saying you cry for days and days. But you designate a time like, okay, I'm feeling sad. I think I'm just going to feel sad right now. I think I'm just going to have a good cry. And you don't push it down. And so when you're just allowing yourself to feel, it's that beach ball just floating along the water. But if we hold in our feelings, that's us pushing that beach ball down into the water. Right. And we know that when we do that, there's a lot of tension there, right? Where that there's a lot of resistance. It's hard to keep it under the water because of physics or whatever. And so that we know that, you know, we can only hold it down there so long, because when we let go, it pops up, right? Up out of the water. And that's how our emotions are. If we hold them down too long, we get tired. We get tired. Even if we're eating to cover them up, there comes a time when you got to stop eating, right? Maybe we'll go on to Facebook or we'll go on to Netflix or whatever it is. But there just comes a time where we have to allow our emotions to come up. And if we've been pushing them down with all that stuff, then it's just going to come up even more, even stronger than if we just allowed ourselves to just feel some sadness and feel some grief. So for some of you all, what you want this holiday season, this Thanksgiving, may be to feel connection to the people that are there with you maybe, but to also feel sad and to miss people that aren't there. Life is always 50% positive, 50% negative emotion every single day of the week. You're going to feel happiness. You're going to feel joy, but you're also going to feel grief and fear and sadness right along with it. Because if we didn't have both of those, we wouldn't have the contrast of being able to like recognize these emotions and how they're different. Let me know if you have any questions about that. Feel free to put questions in the Q&A also. Let's see. Amy says she's had a lot of grief come up. And again, if any of y'all want to get coached on this, but my mom is really having a hard time and I don't want to let it out in front of her. Okay. So Amy, if you don't want to let it out in front of her, then you need to let it out some other time, right? You need to say, okay, my mom's not around. It's time for me to, and this sounds kind of crazy, y'all. This sounds like this is probably new for a lot of y'all. But we have to intentionally feel our feelings, because otherwise we're going to burst into tears during a work meeting, or we're going to, you know, burst into tears in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner. So you literally can put it on the calendar. And so this is what I did the other day. I made a playlist on my Apple Music called Cry. It is every song. I'm actually working on feeling my emotions even more, like intentionally. And so I made a playlist. And so whenever I feel like crying, or whenever I just want to like feel my emotions, I pull up that playlist and I pick a song. And you know, those all different songs have different meanings based on, you know, memories and experiences I've had and things like that. So that's one way that you can intentionally practice feeling. You can also journal. That's an amazing way, because it just brings up all of your thoughts. And your thoughts create your feelings. So it's like, okay, I'm just going to write about why I'm sad this Thanksgiving. And so you just write about that. And that will bring up emotion for you. Another thing is, like I was mentioning a minute ago, I love to look at old photos. And I love to look at like pictures. I have a picture of my granddad with me and my brother and my cousin, because I miss him. He died a long time ago, about 20 years ago, but I just still miss him. I miss him. I miss my grandmother. And I mean, they were just the absolute epitome of unconditional love. And so when I think of them, I just feel love. And so I just want to, you know, to think about them. But then I also feel sadness because I miss them. So looking at pictures, you know, maybe watching a movie or something that will bring up emotion. Oh my gosh, y'all, I watched Dirty Dancing the other day. Boo-hooed at the end. I mean, boo-hooed. And y'all, I am not a huge crier. Like I said, I'm working on crying more. But there's something about the end of that movie that, I mean, and I kind of know what it is, but it's just the end of that movie just gets me. And so just like intentionally like say, okay, I'm going to watch Dirty Dancing or whatever it is. I'm going to watch this movie and cry and let myself cry, because a lot of y'all are crying, but I work with a lot of y'all privately as private clients, and you're crying, but you're constantly like, you know, wiping the tears, right? You don't want to let them out. If we don't let them out intentionally and on purpose, then they're going to come out somehow. Those tears need to get out. And we might as well, we call this clean feeling, like clean grief, clean pain, clean sadness. Let's feel stuff cleanly so that we're not like resisting it all the time. And then it's, you know, and then tears are popping out every which way. Does that make sense? Okay, let's see what else y'all have to say. Brenda says she feels like she's already given up and not currently making the best decisions. I'd love to coach you, Brenda. Feel free to raise your hand. Let's see. Oh, Brenda, here we go. Okay. Love to call people out and have them raise their hand. All right. Let's see. Oh, and Tracy, I'll answer it. Tracy, if you want to, Tracy, I see your question. If you want to get coached, raise your hand too. Okay, Brenda, we'll start with you. And then we'll see if Tracy raises her hand. Because that's a good question, Tracy. I'd love to coach you on that. All right. Are you there? Hey.
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. All right. Tell me what's going on.
Well, it started on the weekend. I kind of feel like I have that little voice in my head saying that you're going to mess up Thanksgiving, so who cares? So I think I've already given up on making good choices. So
that's kind of where I'm at. Why do you think you're going to mess up things? You're talking about like the eating? You're going to mess up on the eating?
Yeah. Just because it's all... Yeah, because it's kind of been a past pattern. And so I kind of don't believe any different of myself, I think, at this point. So this week has so far not started out the best.
And that's what, you know what Corinne loves to say about the past, right? It's, you know, it's not your fortune teller, right? It should be your teacher, but not your fortune teller, where it's like, you're just thinking like, okay, all I know is that I've overeaten in the past, but you could do something different, right?
Right.
I mean, you could turn it around.
Yeah, right, that's now. True. I could.
Right. And I mean, and this could be an amazing opportunity for you. Right. But you said like, you know, I've already messed up or something. What's the point? Or who cares? Those are the kind of questions. That's a question, right? Who cares?
Right.
Yeah. What's the point? But those are the kind of questions that we throw up, like, you know, that our brain likes to just throw up, but then we don't answer them.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to start answering all those kind of questions. Who cares? What would be your answer to who cares?
I do.
You do, right? Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. You gotta, you know, realize that you're asking that question, and then you need to answer it. And I mean, even you just saying, I do, I can see you. It's like, that's something new, right? That's something new that you're not, maybe not used to telling yourself that, like, I care about, you know, about me and about the choices that I make. And when you're thinking that kind of stuff, then you know that you can just, you know, make your next best choice when, I mean, in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner,
right?
If you want to.
Yeah. I'm new in September and I am starting to journal a little bit, but, I'm still kind of, new, and I kind of have to push myself to want to journal.
And that's not because you're new. I'm still having to push myself to journal, and I'm, you know, way into this. So that's probably something that's not gonna change. You know, some days there's just, you don't want to look in there, right? But you know, we know how important it is to just see what's going on in there, to kind of question everything that's going on in there, right? And like I said, to answer any questions that come up. And so,
yeah, a lot of aha moments when I do.
Like, you know, it's beneficial. You know, it's beneficial. And so you've got to remind yourself of that when you don't want to. It's like, I can just do 5 minutes. Right. Some little trick like that. That's what Corinne does. I mean, I don't think she ever like requires any longer than 5 minutes of herself. I mean, she usually does it a lot longer, but that's because she's been doing it. But I mean, it's just, if you can just get your brain on board and just say, can I just do 5 minutes? Even like 2 minutes or 1 minute, just a couple of sentences. Sometimes my journaling is just a couple of sentences, you know, in a day, right? It's not like we're writing a big novel every day. But that's just as beneficial, because you're getting some kind of thought out, or you're getting some kind of question out that you need to answer. And so, okay. So for you, let's kind of think about how you want to move forward this week. What I didn't talk about yet was some of these worksheets in here. So do you have like just one big meal, or what are you planning for this week?
Just, we are going to have one big meal, and it's just my son and my boyfriend and I. So we just bought small corn pans, so we're going to keep it small and simple with not a lot of leftovers.
Okay. Well, it sounds like y'all got a plan, but I think it'd be really good for you to do this event planning worksheet in here about just specifically about the meal in terms of, you know, what will be challenging, what will be easy, what will you eat? I mean, sounds like you've already planned all of that, but just really, all that worksheet is just guided journaling, right? It's just like, I mean, that can be your journaling for the day.
Right.
And you just really get all of your thoughts out about that meal, but also if there's just, I mean, the days leading up to the meal, if you need to do some of this work on that too, because it sounds to me like that's kind of where your thoughts were going, where it's like, well, screw the week, because
right,
I'm just going to overeat on Thursday anyway.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And so
for you, it's just a matter of thinking, well, no, you know, that's not necessarily, let me kind of work on the meal itself and kind of get my thoughts out around that. And then kind of back up from there and think, okay, how can I think some of these same thoughts leading up to the meal, right? Because our brain it's totally normal for our brain to just kind of want to go to like, oh, I'll just start over on, you know, next Monday. Because it doesn't want to have to work on each day, right? But that's normal. But we don't have to give in to that, right? We can start working on. So I would suggest that you start working on this worksheet for Thursday. See what you can learn from there, and then see what thoughts you can apply for the days leading up to Thursday too.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that. I wanted to listen to tonight's call so that I could try to get myself to get back to doing what I was supposed to be doing.
Well, I mean, you know what it is, right? And you know, it's next best choice, right? Our brain again wants to do like all or nothing. It doesn't want to do next best decision, right? But that's where we come in and we take charge and say, no, we can just focus on one choice at a time. And we can focus on the next best decision. And that's for you, if that's dinner tonight or whatever it is. And then you get up and you make a plan tomorrow, right? It's just every choice matters. And it's one choice at a time. Okay. And just, and that will keep your brain from wanting to just like screw the whole week.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds like a yes. Thank you.
All right. Take care. See ya. All right. Bye. Let's see. It's been a minute since I've done this. There we go. Okay. All right, Amy, I see you up. I'm going to answer Tracy's question and then I'll bring you up. Tracy says, how do you work through a think, feel, do cycle around in-laws making you feel guilty for not coming to Thanksgiving? Okay. So here's the deal, Tracy. Did you know that in-laws cannot make you feel guilty, right? If you're feeling guilty, it's so feeling is in the F line, right, of the think, feel, do. But what are you thinking that's leading you to feel guilty? Because again, they can say or do whatever, right? But that's just the world. The world's going to say and do things, including in-laws. It's what you make that mean that leads you to feel guilty. And that's your thought. And so that's what I want you to work on. You know, what are you, I mean, you're probably having a thought like, I should be there. It's probably a should. A lot of shoulds lead to guilt for sure. But again, it's you thinking it, right? It's, I want you to take ownership over your guilt, because in-laws, as much as we think they can, they don't have the power. They don't have the power to make us feel anything. Nobody does. So first off, that's how I want you to kind of work on. So feeling is in the, guilty is in the feeling line. And then what's your thought that leads you to feel guilty? And then what do you do when you feel guilty? probably worry and stew and maybe overeat and that kind of stuff. So that's the think, feel, do. And so for your, for what you could think with your think, feel, do, you may want to start with the feeling line again. Because probably they're saying something like, you know, we really want y'all to come. You know, we'll be safe or whatever it is, right? You know, or like they might just be saying, you know, we're really disappointed that y'all aren't coming this year. And so what do you want to, you know, what could you think about that? You could think, you know what? They really love us and they want us to be together. And that's, and I love them too. But we're doing, not even but, right? It's like, it could be a thought like we're doing what we think is best for us. And we love them no matter what. That kind of thinking. So that's what you could be thinking. So it's like, you know, you're feeling guilty now. How could you be feeling? Do you want to feel love towards them? Do you want to feel love towards yourself? And what thoughts would lead you to feel love? So that's how you can kind of get started on that. All right. Let me know if there's any other questions in the Q&A. Maybe we'll talk to DJ Jerry and see if he can get us a cry playlist. Cry me a river. Love it. So I'm not the only one who has a crying playlist. I love that. Yes, Brandy, schedule your crying sessions. I know it's maybe a little different from what you all, but is what's happening now working for you? Is just that, you know, random emotion? You know, it's like we really can intentionally feel our feelings. And we can take control of our emotions. So that when, you know, and I'm not saying you'll never tear up when you don't want to tear up, but, you know, if you do this work. But, you know, you definitely can take more ownership over your emotions, right? And not let it just be a random, you know, event every time you cry or feel your emotions, right? Because we know that we can create, this is all explained in the emotions lessons in No BS, in the No BS weight loss program. There's two lessons on feelings. And it talks about how we really want to get to know our emotions and think about how they feel in our body and do a body scan. Because emotions kind of are like go through kind of a 90-second lifespan. And so we really want to get curious about how we feel our emotions, but then we can also actually produce an emotion through, like I said, I mean, emotion always comes from our thoughts. And so what I'm talking about, like with music, with looking at pictures, with journaling, all those things are like things outside of us that create thoughts for us. Like me watching Dirty Dancing created a thought like, he really loved her, you know, at the end. He loved her so much. And it made me think about like people that have loved me like that. Actually, a relationship that ended. Where, you know, I had that love and it, you know, I felt sad because that relationship was over. It's not that I'm not happy now too, but it just made me think of memories of a past relationship. So that's how we can actually create emotion in ourselves on purpose. So yeah, just schedule a crying session, schedule a feeling time. Should we be crying 2 to 2, Jill? Is that? that's an interesting question, Jill. I'm not sure if you were joking or if you were serious. I'm really more intrigued. She said, should we be crying -2 to +2? Okay, Jill, I thought you were kidding. I was just, but I was like, well, let me think about that. So, okay. Oh my gosh, Elaine found a sad songs playlist. I'm totally clicking on that. All right, Amy, let's bring you up. Oh, that's such a pretty picture of you. So I'm gonna ask you to unmute. I'm gonna ask you to start your video. There you are. There you are.
It's actually a picture of me and Corinne from when I met her at a I met her at the life coach, at one of the life coach
schools. Oh, yes. I was probably there too.
Maybe. I cut her out of it for my own self picture.
I was going to say, I didn't see her in that picture.
I do have like other places where I have her in it with me. But yeah, I use that as a selfie picture.
Love it. I love it. I love to see people's pictures, you know, on their Zoom, because they're usually really nice, pretty pictures. So anyway, but all right, what's going on?
Well, I figure instead of just keeping on popping in the chat about it, I might as well just get coached, because that's where it's going anyway. And
okay.
And I really could use it, because I'm really, really fighting being really sad, especially when I'm around my mom. So my dad got really sick last October, and then we found out that he had cancer, and they gave him like 2 weeks to live. And it was right around my parents' 57th wedding anniversary, and I'm 56, so that's how long I've been around my parents. Like their whole lives, or my whole life, their whole marriage. A couple years ago, I moved back home on the street where I grew up, on about four houses up from my parents. So, you know, and they still, my mother still lives in their house. And I have three sisters, and two of them live within a couple blocks with their families of us. So my dad didn't pass away till January. He stayed through the holidays and everything, and made it through all the holidays. And then as soon as the holidays were over, he passed away. Last Thanksgiving, it's the last holiday. It's the last of everything. Everyone kind of like got up from the table, and they were cleaning the table and everything. My dad was still sitting there eating dinner. And so I sat there with him, and I just was like, this is going to be his last Thanksgiving. And now that's all I can think of. And my mom's really struggling, starting to really struggle with the holiday season coming up. And I don't think I've really, like, this whole year, I don't think that I've really, like, grieved, fully yeah. grieved. And now it's like, it's really starting to slam me. And I just don't want to bring it all, like, down with the holidays and everything. I really don't want to decorate, but I had my husband drag the decorations out, and then
I heard you say you didn't kind of finish it, but you were like, you have a thought like, well, if I'm sad, then I'm going to bring everyone else down.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But is that really true? I mean, can you bring everyone else down?
No, I mean, you know, I know those are like, those are my thoughts.
Yeah.
But,
because,
you know,
I
feel like it's fair to talk about my grief to my mother when she's really suffering.
Well, and it, you know, you absolutely don't have to talk to her about it, but, you know, like I was talking about, you want to, you know, you want to feel it at some point, right? You want to, whether that be by yourself, whether that be with your husband, whether that be with your mom, you want to at some point be feeling this. And, you know, and ideally, you know, on purpose, right? When you kind of decide that it's a good time, because like I said, otherwise you're going to get to maybe the same place where you were with him last year or something like that. And that's going to bring up, I mean, it might still bring up emotion, but if you've been feeling it at other times, it probably, you know, on purpose, and where you, you know, where you want to be feeling it, where maybe you're not around your mom, then it won't be as intense, right? You'll be feeling things more cleanly. If you just decided, okay, tonight I'm just going to be sad about my dad. I'm going to think about all of the Thanksgivings. I'm going to cry. I'm going to look at pictures. I'm going to listen to music. Allow myself.
I don't think I can do that.
Why not?
Oh, it's so painful. It's just, it starts to come up and it's like,
What I think, I mean, what about, this is what somebody told me one time. They said, because I was talking about something that's like, no, it's too much. And they said, what if you just gave yourself a teaspoon of sadness? Like, what if you just literally set a timer for 30 seconds and said, okay, I'm going to feel this pain for 30 seconds. And then I get to go eat or do whatever it is, you know, I want to do. Because is pushing it down, is that working for you?
Well, obviously not. But I mean, there's so I can't even start talking about it because it just really starts to well up.
Mm-hmm. And why is that such a bad thing?
It just feels like it's, when it lets go, it's going to be really bad. It's just don't want to.
I mean, a lot of times we resist emotion because we think if I start crying, I'll never stop. Or it's just going to be too hard. It's going to be too painful. So,
a little bit of it, like now welling up, it's really hurting really a lot.
And that's the teaspoon, right? That's the teaspoon that you give yourself. And then again, it's like, okay, I don't have to do this. You know, I can stop whenever I want to. But it's you know, again, it's like you're kind of stuck between pushing it down isn't working for me, but I'm also afraid to feel it. And so where can I just kind of be here in the middle of just maybe just letting it come up a little bit every once in a while?
I do, I see some of the things that people are typing. I do acknowledge it with my mother. It's not like I'm ignoring it, but I don't think it would be fair to just totally break down in front of her. I mean, she's by herself and it's like how she must be feeling. I don't think it would be fair to her to have a breakdown in front of her. Or she talks to me about my dad all the time. They used to go on rides together in the evening. A lot of times I'll take her for a ride and go all the places they used to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I'm it's funny because this past summer, when my dad was actually still able to drive, they'd pick me up sometimes. I'd go on rides for them. And they took me to get ice cream at the Dairy Queen like they did when I was a little girl at the same Dairy Queen. And my dad brought me a cone to the window. I mean, it's like, it's, you know, it sounds funny because I'm so old, but no, my mom and I talk about those things. It's just me, myself. It's like, you know, she's really trying hard to keep pushing and keep going. And I think if she knew that I was that I was as sad as I am, struggling as bad as I am, I think that would make her feel bad.
It might make her feel bad, but it might make her feel like she's not the only one struggling. Like that you all could support and love each other through this.
I mean, like I have told her, I have, you know, I'm struggling, you know, I am. And I tell her that. It's not like she doesn't know that I'm, you know, you can't completely hide it.
No.
I mean, my dad is like, he's like, you know, he's just everywhere around here. It's like, you know, things that,
but like if you weren't to show some of your emotion around her. I mean, again, I'm just throwing out another possibility, right? Where she could be thinking, you know what? She's crying. I could cry. We could cry together. We could talk about memories together. We could support each other together. Maybe.
Well, I talk about some stuff with her. It's mm-hmm. just, you know. I let her talk, you know, and I let her.
But when some people are feeling grief and they're crying, sometimes it's good for them to see other people cry too. Lets them know that it's okay. Yeah. Just another side of the, you know, another thought, right? Another idea.
I mean, it may happen at some point, but there's things that just don't feel appropriate, you know.
I think for you, it's being okay with all of those thoughts, and just right now, really thinking about how you can let out some of this emotion. Again, slowly, in small doses, but you know that holding it in and pushing it down isn't working for you, right?
Yeah, a lot of it too is I really can't rely on my husband for very much emotionals.
Yeah, well, and you don't want to have to. You don't want to have to. You want to be able to rely on yourself, right? You want to just be able to feel things, you know, if it's just you and you, right? Because we don't want to have to look outside of ourselves for that kind of support. We want to be able to support ourselves. And so for you to do that, it's okay. This is, you know, this is going to be my, just letting me kind of just feel the pain. I'm going to, you know, 10 seconds even, and then I can stop. But I want to prove to myself that I can handle this a little bit at a time. Okay. All right. So I want you to go back and review those feelings lessons in OBS, and then really see if you can do some of that work again, microscopic teaspoons at a time, but just letting yourself feel a little bit, just a little bit at a time, and letting out some of that emotion. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. All right.
You too.
Bye. All right, Lana, we'll finish up with you. So I know we want to. Oh, and there's some really good stuff in the chat too, Amy. So be sure and I'll be sure and save the chat. Let me see here. Isn't that a pretty picture? I'll ask you to start your video too. See if that works. There you are.
Okay. Hi. So this just happened. It's a little a tad off topic, but I feel like it's so powerful that I'd love to just take an opportunity to talk to you about it. So I was just logging on to your call earlier. I was about to take my dog for a walk, mm-hmm. and I was pulling things out so that when I got home from my walk, I would have dinner ready to go. And I came across a open bag of gummy bears that I haven't seen in months. And I looked at it and I thought, well, should I just wait till tomorrow and put it on my plan? And then I thought, well, what if I try it and I hate it. And at least I know now, and I don't have to look forward for it tomorrow. So I opened it up and I had 3 gummy bears, and I was like chewing on them. And I was like, you know, these kind of suck. I don't really like them, but there was this emotion attached to it. So I looked at them and then I dumped them upside down in the garbage because I had seasoned my poultry and I knew I wouldn't go digging in there because we've all done that at some point, I'm sure, in our lives.
Oh, yeah.
So on my walk, I'm listening to your call and I noticed like I literally felt this like tightness and just this awful feeling in my throat of how terrible it tasted to me. And it was just so strong and it stuck with me, but I want to make sure I remember that feeling. And instead of saying, oh, it's okay, you made space for that feeling because it was something that you wanted so bad. But I just want to remember that so that I don't go back to those things again. Mm-hmm. So do you have any recommendations on that?
Well, I think first this is something I was coaching one of my private clients on earlier today about. Like we want to, you know, when we think about like how we want, you know, the decisions we want to make in our lives, it's all about the why, right? I mean, it's all about, you know, and you're thinking about like, okay, I want to really remember that, you know, I didn't like the taste of those gummy bears. This is what you're talking about, right? Where it's like, you know, yes, you just didn't, you know, and you don't, maybe you don't feel all that great, but you really want to think about, instead of like, okay, I'm not going to eat gummy bears again because I feel so bad and you're really focused on like the negative, I want you to kind of turn it around and be like, okay, why do I choose to, you know, to have something other than gummy bears, right? I mean, like really focusing, it's a great opportunity to kind of, again, not focus on like, well, I just don't want to feel this icky feeling again. Like what, instead of what you don't want, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great opportunity to remind yourself. That's kind of what we've been talking about in this whole call, right? About what do we want? What do we want for the holidays? What do we want with our food? What kind of, you know, experiences do we want? And so it's like, okay, you know what you don't want, but then what do you want? What kind of experience do you want with your food or with your choices? What comes up for you when I ask that?
Well, I generally have felt really proud of myself for feeling so good eating healthier. Yeah. And I find that to be really empowering to get up from the table and still feel really good about myself, like emotionally and physically, because I made, you know, decisions to stay on my plan, or I was more in tune with how I was feeling while I was eating instead of just hurrying to clear my plate. So there's a point in me that feels super empowered by that feeling of control.
Yeah. And so, I mean, but the thing is that you could absolutely, you know, play in gummy bears if you want to, right? But you have decided that you want to have, you know, other different foods in your life for these amazing reasons, right? Because you want to feel proud and empowered. You probably want to feel physically good in your body.
Yeah.
And so it's thinking about all these reasons about, you know, why you choose other foods. But I also want you to really think about this whole experience that you just had, right? This choice to eat the 3 gummy bears instead of putting them on your plan for tomorrow, and how you can, like, how this can just be like the best choice that you ever made, right? All of this stuff that you learned from it, all of this stuff that you, and you know, and how you decided to get rid of them, right, in the trash. Mm-hmm. And really, because you want to be sure that you're not judging yourself for the choices that you made, and for the choice that you made to eat them, you know, today.
Yeah.
And so it's a combination of both, right? It's just like all of this can be okay. You know, what you just experienced, you know, and how you're feeling right now. It's like, if you hadn't made the choice to eat these, you wouldn't know how you're feeling. And
true.
You wouldn't be knowing that you want to feel different.
Right.
And so all of it was supposed to happen like this, right? That's the way I like to think about it, because, and this is actually, I never even talked about my vacation last week, but I've really been working on my thoughts today about, I was on vacation last week and I made some food choices and I had some overeats and didn't feel very good physically and all that kind of stuff. And I just decided today that it just went exactly the way it was supposed to go, right? And I was supposed to learn what I needed to learn and experience what I needed to experience, because otherwise, you know, you feel terrible, right? You want the past to be different.
Yeah.
And no, you were absolutely supposed to eat those three gummy bears, right?
I just, I'm like, there was a sense of disappointment that my first thought was put them on your plan tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But then I defied myself and did it anyway. You know, I had that first intuition that I've learned so well because of this program,
right?
Like, put it on tomorrow if you still want it. But then I was like, oh, well, I just am curious if I'll like them today.
And you can absolutely like your reason for doing that, right? You can absolutely be okay with that, because we know that it's not those choices that keep us overweight, like those choices every once in a while. It's us continuing to judge ourselves.
Yeah.
That makes us overeat time and time again.
I'll look at this as like an opportunity to notice that. And then next time when it comes up, bring myself back to how I felt by the decision I made today and appreciate that I made that decision, because it could help me in the future.
Yes. I mean, you might as well just take every choice again, like I did last week, like you might as well just see every choice as, you know, as what you were supposed to choose in that moment, because again, we can't go back and change it. Right. So, you know, why should we feel crappy about it? And then we move forward from a place of compassion and love and curiosity and that kind of stuff. And so that's going to prevent more, because again, if you're sitting here feeling crappy about three gummy bears, you might end up overeating later on tonight because you're just feeling so judgmental and crappy. But if you just decided that, like, okay, I'm fine with the three gummy bears. I see that it's, you know, how I feel. And, you know, it's, I want to feel something different than how I'm feeling right now. And I learn from that and I move on. Then you're much less likely to overeat in the, you know, later on. Does that make sense?
Well, thank you.
All right.
Yes, very much.
Good example. Okay.
All right. Nice to see you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. You too. See ya. Bye. All right, y'all, it is right almost at 6 o'clock. So, so here's the deal. So we've kind of jumped around to some different things, but I just want you all to go back and in your journaling, either tonight or tomorrow, really think about what do you want for this week? And like I said, you can fast forward to Sunday night. What do you want? How do you want to think? How do you want to feel? And what do you want to do this week? And it's not just on Thursday. It's all the cooking and planning and all of that leading up to the holiday. It's all the leftovers and everything else. But it's got to start with how you want to be thinking and feeling, right? And so I want you all to come up with that, what you want kind of statement. And then I want you to put it at the top of your planner every day this week, to remind yourself. And if you want to do sticky notes and put it in your phone, all the better. But it's got to start with, basically, we're setting an intention, right? We're setting this theme that we want to live by all week. Okay. And so if it's, I want to feel connected, a lot of you all wrote about that stuff at the beginning of the call. I want to feel connected to my family. I want to focus on, you know, on this instead of the food. All of this stuff, and really kind of expand it as much as you can. I mean, it doesn't have to be a full page or anything. But, and then to remind yourself of it every day and base your decisions coming from that place. And then we absolutely have the, you know, tools in place to help you with this. We've got the Handling the Holidays course. We've got the doable holiday event planning worksheet. So that can definitely help you really kind of zone in, or, you know, zoom in on specific meals and how you want to be thinking and feeling for those meals. And then this is one of my favorites, because this is something that most people don't talk about, this re-entry plan. Talk about Sunday night right? How you want to be thinking and feeling on Sunday night. I want every single person to do this doable reentry plan. If you are having some sort of special occasion meal, and maybe there's going to be some leftovers and all that, or maybe, you know, some more meals or meals out or whatever later on the weekend. And I mean, that's what all of this work is about, is really getting honest about what's really going on this week. You know, am I going to be cooking? Do I need to plan for that? You know, for all the bites, licks, and tastes, all the BLTs that I'm going to be doing. I need to plan for the meal for sure, but do I need to plan for leftovers? Do I need to plan for, you know, Saturday night going out for ice cream? Do I need to plan for a, right? It's like, you got to get real about what's really going to be happening this week. And then you plan your reentry plan for Sunday or Monday. Okay, how am I going to have like healthy stuff on hand? And I am back at, you know, just, you know, regularly scheduled programming, right, for next week. Because our brain wants to go to, I've been around a while, y'all. I know where your brain wants to go. It's like, oh, well, we'll just start over in January. Now that Thanksgiving has started, we'll just start over. And because, you know, the whole month of December is just one big old party. Well, we know that that's not true. And that's why we have these worksheets in there where you really start to look at, and especially this year, we're just not going to be going and doing as much. And so you just get honest about what's going on and what's not going on, and how a lot of these weeks coming up before, you know, before the end of the year can be just like regular old weeks, right? Because we're not doing parties. We're not doing a bunch of get-togethers and stuff. And so let's just get honest about that and get real. Okay. All right, guys, this was so much fun. Let's see. Brandy, anger and helplessness, no different than sadness. Plan to feel it. Plan to feel it. What are you angry and helpless about? Journal about that. And then feel it. We can't be pushing these emotions down, y'all. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. So any feeling is some, you know, if you're feeling something, you're able to name it, Brandy, your anger and helplessness. If you're able to name it, you're able to feel it, because you know when it's happening, you know what you're thinking. You may not have written it down. So that may be your next step, but it's time to just start feeling it. And if you need to punch a pillow, if you need to, the other day, y'all, I walked out in the kitchen and just, I just like yelled, because I just had to get out some stuff. But punching a pillow, you know, walking around the house, you know, walking around the block, taking some deep breaths, whatever you need to do to get this emotion going and feeling it, that's what you want to do. Okay. So, yeah, let's get those cry playlists. Let's get to crying. And if anybody wants to do a post about the cry playlist, go for it, because y'all might have some good ideas. And of course, the camp playlist that Corinne has on Spotify, I have a lot of those songs on my cry playlist, because I've cried listening to those songs. And so you can start there, but then some of y'all can give ideas on different songs and stuff too. All right, guys. All right. I will see you next time. Y'all have a great week. And doing what, thinking, feeling, and doing how you want. Okay. Think about it. All right. Take care, y'all. Bye.